Triple Rubble, Third Chances, written by Lana Michaels and read by Tiny Pink Mouse. Trevelyan woke up. There was rubble all around him, the remains of a fire still smouldering not 10 feet away. He reached up to touch his face, nose, mouth, scars. He smiled. Yet again he had evaded death. Bond had been here, but was now gone. Bond had obviously thought him dead, and Trevelyan wouldn't correct him this time. He had done enough. There was a groan from across the platform, and Trevelyan crawled over. It was one of the technicians that Boris had brought in. Trevelyan didn't even know his name. "Are you all right?" he asked, amazed at how clear his voice sounded. After a fall like that, he should sound differently. "After a fall like that, I should be dead." "Yeah," the man groaned again and pushed himself up. "Should have seen that coming." He offered Trevelyan his hand. "I'm P.S. St. John," the man frowned. "Or am I Dr. Adams? It's hard to remember when I've just revived." Trevelyan shrugged. "I don't know." "Wait a minute. This has happened to you before." Trevelyan looked around. They were the only ones alive. "All the bloody time. I should know better than to follow diabolical plans to rule the world. They never work." The man looked down at the state of his uniform and tsked. Then he pulled a sword out from under him. "First time?" "For what? Being threatened with a sword? Pardon?" The man licked his lips. "That answers it." He put the sword to the side. "First order of business. You're officially dead. Second order of business. You're an immortal. Third order of business. You can never go back to your old life. Any problems?" Trevelyan shook his head. "No." "Good." The man grinned and grabbed Trevelyan's wrist. "Hi, I'm Mythos. You live to serve me."